This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, live on Radio Row. And we're about to be joined by another special guest, another Super Bowl hero. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Yes, the author of one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history, decade ago, stepped in and intercepted Russell Wilson, secured another Super Bowl for the Patriots. One of the most iconic moments in football history. Out of Vicksburg, Mississippi, Malcolm Butler joining us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Man, it's great to have you. When they lined up, did you know it was showtime, or at what point did you know I got a break on this ball?
Hey, look, I know it's showtime, no matter what. But, like, it's second down, right, and goal. Like, I'm running the ball. If I'm playing Madden, I'm running the ball.
Yeah.
Or if it's real life, I'm running the ball. But, like, as a cornerback, I'm not making that tackle.
Yeah.
I'm not a linebacker. I'm not a safety. But if they throw a crack, if they throw a toss, set the edge, give my teammates an opportunity to make that tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I said, just play the pass. Just play the pass. And sometimes you just got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Pete Carroll did a great job by throwing the ball.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, I don't know many people that would have wanted to tackle Marshawn Lynch. It's unbelievable. But a big part of the lore of that story is how you guys got ready for it in practice, and it really never came off. What's your perspective on that?
They say that, well, it's this guy that worked for Bill Belichick. I think his name Ernie
Adams.
Yeah.
He's so damn weird. He wouldn't speak to nobody. I thought he was a janitor at first. So at practice, I went around it.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of over top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I remember one day the wide receiver did an end around. Yeah. I went around too.
Yeah.
So like being a student of the game and learning from your mistakes and being prepared, like, you just got to be prepared. Be prepared. And you got to be fresh. And you got to pull up and show up. And pull up fresh like that chicken from church.
Church's chicken.
Honey butter biscuit.
Delivering
honey butter.
Honey butter biscuit. Yes, indeed.
So what was the turning point in your career that allowed you to go from where you were, as an amateur and through college to, you know, being this guy ready to make this moment on the biggest stage?
Well, I'll tell you this. Bill Belichick is a great recruiter. Mm-hmm. He's a great recruiter. He going to go get those guys that don't nobody want, overlooked, and he will keep you right there each and every day and make you grind each and every day until you are ready. Who puts a rookie in a game when it's on the line? Yeah. When it's about to go down,
right?
Yeah. So therefore, you earn your trust throughout the progress of anything. You got to get your trust, it got to be earned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be ready, especially working for him.
So the turning point was Belichick getting you, you know, and knowing
like,
your greatness.
Especially the Super Bowl and all that, but, like, I earned my respect. I didn't slap Julian Edelman in the head. I didn't threw Amendola to the ground. I didn't dunked on Rob Gronkowski. And he got mad. He said, fuck you.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, so, like, I've been getting after those guys, and I think I earned my respect, and that's how I made the team.
Yeah.
Malcolm, that's how I made the team.
If I go back to the plate, you're on the sidelines, right?
Yep.
And, okay, Matt Patricia, they see how the personnel's coming in for Seattle. So you had to be ready. I mean, usually sometimes sideline chaos and all that stuff. You knew that there was a possibility that you were going to have to go in at that time. I mean, because the sideline turn, Matt made the call and sent you in on that, right? So you had to be right there ready to go.
No, I'm going to tell you what made me ready to go. Well, you right.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what made me ready to go. When I jumped up and tipped the ball and the guy still caught it and then they took me out, I said, damn, it's my fault.
Yeah.
But we also put in goal line three corners.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not getting up. Like, and you just got to be ready. But I told myself, if I get back in this game, I'm going to make somebody fly like that chicken from – I'm going to make somebody fly like a chicken. Straight from church.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the whole description of it all was amazing. Mm-hmm. To listen to how they described that you guys got ready for that situation, but how you had to be ready for it, too. That, you know, that you went, you know, with matching them and, hey, I don't think they're going to call a timeout. And it looked like, you know, they had confusion over there. You guys,
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallini and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots were always prepared for those things.
Look, I'm not Bill Belichick. I was just one of his workers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just playing cornerback, and I was just doing my job.
Like, you're doing
your job. That's how I stayed on the team, doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I can't say it no more. Like,
sure.
If it's a run,
I
can't stop that.
Yeah. Right.
If it's a pass.
Yeah,
I'm on your
ass. So, having played for Bill, how do you think this works for him in North Carolina? Do you think he can play, be a good college coach?
If Bill Belichick can come and find a Malcolm Butler that went to a Division II school, only played 1 year of high school football, went to junior college, and Bill Belichick is a guy that he's not into media. I know the NIL deal and stuff and all that, but look, like, you went and found Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You went and found Julian Edelman,
right.
Danny Amendola, Matthew Slater. Like, it's so many players you can name. You think those kids they going to want to play for him.
Right.
It might not be easy,
right?
But they going to go and play for him. Yeah. I tell you that.
It's Malcolm Butler here, brought to you by Church's Chicken. Do you think NFL teams made a mistake by not hiring Belichick with this opportunity?
I don't know, man. Like,
there's a downside to it.
He can do whatever he wants. Like, what else he got to prove in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see this college stuff. I want to see what he gonna do.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Now, what happened with Edelman here? And I would remind you here, as we're talking with Malcolm Butler, this is traditional radio. We're not podcasting or on the Pat McAfee show, so we cannot cuss. Although we will dump it if you do.
Oh,
okay,
my bad.
We're good. But what made you slap Edelman?
He's just an a-hole, man. Then, like, we was doing one-on-ones, and I quick jammed, wow, and he couldn't get out the ball. And then the wide receivers coach told him, get out the way. He said, no, I'm going again. And he went again. And he didn't catch the ball. And he slapped me. I slapped him back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a competitor, too.
Yeah.
And Julian is a guy, you can take him anywhere in the world with you. Yeah. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world.
Yep. So do you guys become friends after that? Or?
Let me tell you. He told me, like, during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Before I caught the pass,
yeah.
I asked him, could I wear his red gloves? He said, no, you effing rookie. And then after I caught the pass, and we were going to Disneyland and all that, and we got on the plane, on the jet going to Disneyland. He said, see, if you would have wore those red gloves, you wouldn't caught that pass.
It all comes back to the gloves.
Yeah, man, hey, that's my guy. Yeah.
Is there Malcolm Butler here with us? Do you have any regrets of, like, what happened to lead up to not playing in Super Bowl 52? Like, what's your perspective on that?
Oh, man. Y'all got University of North Carolina number?
Well, we could probably find it.
Yeah, we got some connections with UNC.
I'm going to call him right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Pull my phone out. No, it was just a coaching decision.
Yeah.
It was just a coaching
decision.
Was that
the worst coaching decision he's probably made?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Nick Foles can beat Tom Brady. I'll just say that.
Competition seems like everything that you've talked about in New England, and nobody seems more competitive than Tom Brady. Like, some of the stories I've heard about him are insane. Did you ever have a Brady moment where maybe you picked him off in practice and he got you back in some way?
So I remember picking him off one time after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I picked him off, and I said, let's go! And then LeGarrette Blount told me, he said, Malcolm Butler thinks he's that because he caught one effing pass. I said, one pass? Oh, he talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Well, Malcolm, thank you so much. Brought to you by Church's Texas Chicken. Anything else to tell us about this before we let you go?
Hey, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It is. If you don't want to cook, get the party pack.
Okay.
Get the party pack. Hey, it's great.
Yeah.
And we also having a block party.
Okay.
1600 South Clayton Street.
Okay.
Hey, kids eat for free. You might get a signed autograph from me.
There you go.
Or, like, just pull up.
There
like
you go.
Chicken from church, and
that's
it's
right.
Always fresh.
Thank you so much. Love it. Super Bowl legend Malcolm Butler here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much. Enjoy your week in New Orleans.
Thank you.
Cheers
thank
to you,
you
sir. All righty. Okay. We are nearing the halfway point on the show, going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Continue to track the Kevin Durant story. NBA trade deadline tomorrow. Krusty's Corner with Broadus coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's talk about some possibilities of some Cowboy free agent where they need to be. We'll talk about that next.